This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damya Bandabla. The central government has approved the release of 1,066.80 crore rupees to the states affected by flood, landslide in Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Assam received 375.60 crore rupees, 29.20 crore rupees was given to Manipur, 30.40 crore rupees to Meghalaya, 22.80 crore rupees to Mizoram, 153.20 crore rupees to Kerala and 455.60 crore rupees to Uttarakhand as central share from the State Disaster Response Fund. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslide during the southwest monsoon this year. The center has already released this year 6,166 crore rupees from SDRF to 14 states and 1,988.91 crore rupees from NDRF to 12 states. The Indian Institute of Corporate Affairs under the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, Government of India is hosting the IICA Northeast Conclave 2025 at IIM Shillong campus today and tomorrow. The two-day flagship event themed from ideation to incorporation is aimed at nurturing the startup and entrepreneurial ecosystem across the Northeastern region. The event will be inaugurated by Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman in the presence of Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, besides other eminent dignitaries. The foundation stone laying ceremony of the IICA Northeast Regional Campus in Shillong will be also laid by Sitharaman. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman attended the Northeast Roundtable on PM Internship Scheme, which was held in Shillong yesterday. The Union Minister is on a four-day visit to Meghalaya. Sitharaman also inaugurated the Polo Commercial Complex in Shillong in the presence of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Deputy Chief Minister Sneha Bhalang Dhar and other dignitaries. The Polo Commercial Complex stands as a significant milestone in Shillong's urban transformation journey developed under the Smart Cities mission. In a speech, Sitharaman said that the PM internship scheme will give the youth the much-needed exposure and opportunity to real-life work environment across varied professions and increase their employment chances. She urged the youth from the Northeast to take advantage of the PM internship scheme to gain practical knowledge, enhance skills, explore career paths, and build professional networks. The Meghalaya Cabinet yesterday approved a number of key policy decisions, including the introduction of the Film Tourism Policy 2025 and discontinuation of interviews for Group D posts. The film policy aims to position Meghalaya as a premier filmmaking destination by offering subsidies up to 1 crore rupees for national or international productions that promote Meghalaya, 50 lakh rupees for local films and support for OTT content, documentaries and short films. The cabinet also approved 3 digital rules for implementing the center's new criminal laws covering e-evidence, e-summons and others. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday said that fisheries sectors in Sikkim is thriving with over 2,000 families engaged in pisciculture. In his message on National Fish Farmers Day, Tamang said the government's initiative to promote sustainable fisheries has led to the adoption of modern aquaculture technologies like recirculatory aquaculture systems and biofloc. Sikkim Fisheries Minister Puran Kumar Gurung also said that the declaration of Sikkim as India's first organic fish cluster, initially announced on January 6, 2024 in Guwahati and then reiterated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the Golden Jubilee of Sikkim statehood, is a monumental achievement. In Manipur, trophies of the 134th edition Duran Cup 2025 were showcased to the public by touring different locations in the state, including Sendra, Moirang, Bishnupur, Manipur University, Kangla and Ching Mei Rong War Cemetery. The trophies reached the City Convention Center at Palace Compound in Imphal, where Manipur Government Ajay Kumar Bhalla, along with the senior civil and military officers, received the trophies. Olympians and other sports personality, coaches, NCC cadet celebrities also attended the ceremony. The 134th edition Duran Cup 2025 will be held from 23rd of this month to 23rd of August across 5 cities: Kolkata, Shillong, Imphal, Kokrajhar, and Jamshedpur. Matches will be played at Kuman Lampak Main Stadium in Imphal from the 30th of this month. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.